Recording with a family in mind, 3, 2, 1. What seniors need to know about legal fees for elder law cases. With a family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. It's a right, not impolite, to ask for detailed information on what it will cost for legal assistance you seek. It's not only a right, but a responsibility, since most senior citizens live on a fixed income and because legal expertise can be expensive. But many elderly people are embarrassed or uncomfortable discussing the subject. There are as many ways to ask the cost as there are ways of charging fees. Most often the attorney will go over his or her rate structure. But since you don't want any expensive surprises, be sure to find out how often you will be billed. Some lawyers bill weekly, some monthly, some upon completion of work. Others will charge by the hour with different hourly rates for work performed by attorneys, paralegals, and secretaries. If this is the case, find out what those rates are. In addition to fees, be clear on whether the attorney will charge out-of-pocket expenses like postage, messenger fees, court and deposition fees, and long-distance phone calls. Most do. The attorney, regardless of the rate structure, may ask for a retainer, money that is paid before he or she starts working on your case. Whatever the financial arrangements, once you decide to hire an elder law attorney, ask that the arrangement be put in writing. But remember, even if your agreement remains oral and isn't put in writing, you have made a contract and are responsible for all charges for work done. The most important ingredient when looking for an elder law specialist is finding someone with whom you feel comfortable. If you don't like the attorney's answers to your questions or reaction to being asked many questions, then don't hire that person. To do so would only tarnish the effort that you're making to protect your golden years. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.